I will bless your name, bless your name, O Lord. Our hands. I will bless your name, bless your name, O Lord. Bless your name, bless your name, O Lord. Every day of my life I will bless your name. I will bless your name, bless your name, O Lord. I will bless your name, bless your name, O Lord, O Lord. Bless your name, bless your name, O Lord. Every day of my life, I will bless your name. I will worship you, O Lord. I will worship you, O Lord. I will worship you, O Lord. With the whole of my heart, I will worship you. I will worship you, O Lord. O Lord.
Worship you, O Lord.
I will worship you, O Lord. With the whole of my heart, I will worship you. I will honor you, O Lord. I will honor you, O Lord. I will honor you, O Lord. Everywhere, every time, I will honor you. I will honor you, O Lord. I will honor you, O Lord. I will honor you, O Lord. Everywhere, every time, I will honor you. Glory to your name, O Lord. Honor to your name, O Lord.
Adoration to your name,
glory to your name,
glory to your name, O Lord. Honor to your name, O Lord. Adoration to your name.
Wake up in the morning and praise the Lord. Later in the evening, oh praise the Lord. Every day of my life, I'll be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, hallelujah.
In the morning,
I praise the Lord, later in the evening, oh praise the Lord. Every day of my life, I'll be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Wake up in the morning and praise the Lord. Later in the evening, oh praise the Lord. Every day of my life, I'll be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, later in the evening, oh praise the Lord. Every day of my life, I be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. We want him, oh what? Mo wa yoluwa, we wa ti mo wa ti bi, mo wa ni Jesu, we wa ti mo wa ti bi, mo wa yoluwa, olu wa mi, mo koju bara, iwa uko, we wa ti mo wa ti bi, mo wa yoluwa. wíwá tí mo wá síbí.
Mo wá ní Jésù.
Wíwá tí mo wá síbí.
Mo wá ní Olúwa.
Olúwa mi.
Mo dùn bára.
I am here today
to praise you, my Lord.
I am here today
to praise you, Jesus.
I am here today
to worship you, Lord.
My Lord, my Lord, I worship you. What about you? I am here today to worship you, Lord. I am here today to praise you, Jesus. I am here today to worship you, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, I worship you. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. The Lord of my life. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. The Lord of my life. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Amen, the Lord. The Lord of my life. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. The Lord of my life. Ajé àwa dúpẹ́, ajé àwa yàn ó. Bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, ajé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. Ajé àwa dúpẹ́, bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, ajé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. Mo dé mo wá dúpẹ́, mo dé mo wá yàn ó. Bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, mo dé mo wá gbé ọ̀gá. Mo dé mo wá dúpẹ́. Ní bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, mo dé mo wá gbé ọ̀gá. Ọwọ́ wa ń dúpẹ́, orí wa ń yàn ó. Bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, a dé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. Àwa dúpẹ́, a yàn bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, a dé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. Àfẹnu wa ń dúpẹ́, àfijó wa ń yàn ó. Bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, a dé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. Ṣé àwa dúpẹ́, a dé àwa yàn ó. Bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, a dé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. A dé àwa dúpẹ́, a dé àwa yàn ó. Bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, a dé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. A dé àwa yàn ó. Bàbá oníṣẹ́ ìyanu, a dé àwa gbé ọ̀gá. Oyè, o ti lágbára, o ti mú ju idá. Olójú méjì, olójú méjì ara Ọlọ́run. Oyè, oyè, o ti lágbára, o ti mú ju idá.
Ọlọ́run, oyè, ose lagara ose mojo eta ojo meji oro olorun oye oye ose lagara ose mojo eta oloju meji iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo wosan Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu ko salomiran to le ganila ekorin iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu ko salomiran to le ganila ekorin iwo lolo gbala iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu ko salomiran to le ganila iwo lolo wosan Jesu iwo lolo wosan Jesu iwo lolo wosan Jesu ko salomiran to le wo nisan iwo lolo iwo lolo wosan Jesu iwo lolo wosan Jesu ko salomiran to le wo nisan iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu ko salomiran to le ganila iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu iwo lolo gbala Jesu ko salomiran to le ganila.
My God is great. Good morning, everyone. Let's say good morning to one of you. Amen. You let your throne in heaven. Sing it. You left your throne in heaven. You came down to this evil world. You have the paper with you and you can sing it. You left your throne in heaven. You came down to this evil world. Sing it. You died on the cross for me. I am grateful to you, Lord. Listen as I sing the four lines. You left your throne in heaven. You came down to this evil world. You died on the cross for me. I am grateful to you, Lord. You came down to this evil world. You died on the cross for me. I am grateful to you, Lord. Sing it again. I am grateful to you, Lord. Sing it that way. I am grateful to you, Lord. Sing it again. I am grateful to you, Lord. Shall we sing it now? You let your throne in heaven. You came down to this evil world. You died on the cross for me. I am grateful to you, Lord. Sing it again. You left your throne in heaven. You came down to this evil world. You died on the cross for me. I am grateful to you, Lord. Sing it again. I can't teach all the chorus today. We'll learn that later. I am grateful to you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness, for your favor and support. I am grateful to you, Lord. I am grateful to you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness. For your favor and support, I am grateful to you, Lord. Let's sing the one we can sing. We'll sing everything A to Z. Shall we go? You left your throne in heaven. You came down to this evil world. You died on the cross for me. I am grateful to you, Lord. You sought for me in my sin. You gave me your eternal life. You made me a child of God. I am grateful to you, Lord. You took away all my guilt. You gave to me the peace of mind. You filled me with Holy Ghost. I am grateful to you, Lord. You go with me everywhere. You do everything with me. You are always by my side. I am grateful to you, Lord. At the throne of God you sit. You are praying there now for me. You confuse my accuser. I am grateful to you, Lord. In my life's eternal sphere, I'm no longer a child of hell. Sin has no place in my life. I am grateful to you, Lord. One day your trumpet will sound. You will take me to live with you in your celestial home. I am grateful to you, Lord. I am grateful to you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness,
for your faithful and support. I am grateful to you, Lord. Amen.
Olorun mi tobi.
My God is great. Turn to the other side. Can you remember the song? Shall we go?
Baba mi loke. Oluwarun o. Oluranwo alailara. Iwo nikan ni mo feyiti. Ami. Ami. Ami o. Loruko Jesu. Ami o. Baba mi loke. Aya o. Olugbeja omo orokan. Maje ka ye se eleya mi. Ami. Ami. Ami o. Loruko Jesu. Ami o. Baba mi loke. Oludande. Olutuna adore kodo. Yawa wanu mi jeminu. Ami. Ami. Ami o. Loruko Jesu. Ami o. Baba mi loke. Alagbawe mi. Ilekun si odo Olorun. Pa fun mi le se adura mi. Ami. Ami. Ami o. Loruko Jesu. Ami o. Baba mi te atobarati ibi saditi mo gbekale manje kowo isu ko temi. Ami. Ami. Ami o. Loruko Jesu. Ami o. Baba mi loke. Olodumare. Oba to ni gbogbo agbara. Maje ki kuna jeti mi. Ami. Ami. Ami o. Loruko Jesu. Ami o. Baba mi loke. Orisun iye. Iwo to da aye atorun. Baba gbogbo aini mi pade. Ami. Ami. Ami o. Loruko Jesu. Ami o. Baba mi loke. Olura pada. Oba to ku lora gbele bo. Maje kemi ko le peyin da.
Amen. 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 Loroko Jesu. Amen. Baba mi loke. Ajinde iye. Oba to lo to tun pada bo. Jowo mu mi de ile ogo. Amen. Amen. Amen o. Loroko Jesu. Amen o. May God answer your prayer. My God is great. Let's stand up to pray. Jesu Iwalaba. Jesu Iwalaba. Jesu Iwalaba. Laye Lorun Iwalaba. Ninu aye wa iwo loba. Ninu ijo yi iwo loba. Ninu okan wa iwo loba. Yesu iwo loba o. Yesu iwo loba. Alagbara giga iwo loba. Olodumare iwo loba. Lojo oni iwo loba. Yesu iwo loba o. Dear Lord,
Olorun,
our God,
Olorun wa,
we thank you because of another day. Another day of worship. Another day of blessing. Another day of miracles. Thank you so much. We are grateful to you for bringing us so that once again you can command your goodness upon our lives. Thank you for your love that you are showing to us. Thank you for your purpose that is fulfilled in us. Thank you for your will that is being done in us. Thank you, everlasting Father. As we go to hear your word, cause it to be a blessing to us. May we not hear it in vain. Let it achieve your purpose in us. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm taking the message from 2 Kings, chapter 6. From verse 1. The sons of the prophets said to Elisha, look now the place where we live before you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, and each man get there a house, a beam. I beg your pardon, I'm reading from a different translation. I prefer to use King James, so I start again. The sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. And as one was falling a beam, the ass head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down his teeth and cast it in either. And the iron did so. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. I call the topic, before the iron swam. Before the iron swam. That scripture talks about what happened to the sons of the prophets. The sons of the prophets here had a student of the school of prophecy that Elisha inherited from Elijah. Hallelujah. It seems this school was started by Samuel. We don't know if anything like that was in existence before the time of Samuel. But we read in the book of 1 Samuel that Samuel was actually traveling from Jotan to from place to place. Not only to preach, but also to minister to the sons of the prophets in various places. When Elijah came to the scene, he was actually in charge of many schools of the sons of the prophets. These people are people learning how to serve God, how to be ministers. They were called sons of the prophets. You will remember that as Elijah was about to go to heaven, Elisha was following him from place to place. In each of these places, they will go to the sons of the prophet. And the sons of the prophet will say to him, don't you know your master will be taken away from you today? And he will tell them, I know. But keep quiet. When they came to Jordan, they crossed Jordan. The sons of the prophet were at the bank of Jordan, watching what was going on. And they saw as Elisha followed Elijah to the other side of Jordan, when Jordan parted to him. Now, Elijah was taken away by wild wind. When Elisha was coming back, the sons of the prophet were actually at the bank of Jordan watching. They saw as he took the mantle of his master, smote the water, and the water divided. As he came out, crossing River Jordan, the sons of the prophet said, behold, the power of Elijah has fallen on Elisha. They came and they bowed to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you go back, you will see that it doesn't seem that Elisha, if I wasn't a student in that school at any time, he was taking care of his a Greek work.
When
Elijah came and put his mantle on him. But these sons of the prophet had been in their various
schools.
But they recognized the power of God that came upon
Elisha.
And from that moment, they accepted him as the new prophet of Israel and their new leader. And from that moment, he was actually doing the same work that his master was doing. At this time, he was with one of the groups, the sons of the prophet. And they told him, sir, this place we are using is too small for us. We need your permission so that we can go to Jordan and cut wood so that we come to build a greater house, a larger house that we can be dwelling. And Elisha said, that's all right. You are free to go. He said, sir, please go with us. He agreed. He went with them. As they were cutting the
wood,
somebody was using an axe, and the axe head fell into River
Jordan.
And the man cried,
"Hey,
Orande
Ayani,
because it is borrowed."
To repay Ayani,
and Elisha cut his cheek.
Elisha wage igi kan,
threw it into the water.
Oju sinu omi,
and they miraculously,
lona iyanu,
the iron swam
ni irinfo soke
came
over,
joined itself to the stick,
osu ara re mo igi,
and Elisha said, you can pick it.
Elimu,
and they picked it.
Won si mu.
It was a great miracle.
Yes,
a
yanu
nla, very very big miracle.
Ise yanu nla ni.
We have often talked about it.
Ati so nipa
re. Preachers have used it to encourage people, to
fear awon eniyan,
to talk about the power of God, to talk
agbara Olorun,
to talk about the miracle of respect.
Ise yanu ta re ti.
But I want to draw your attention.
Won fe ki mu akiyesi nkan.
Before the iron swam,
koto di pe a keluwe,
what happened?
Kilo sele.
Because a lot of people will like their own iron too.
And won ni ake ti won na.
A lot of people will like their own iron
too. Ni o fe ki ake ti awon na
swim.
Koluwe.
But if your iron is going to swim,
ti ake re ba ma luwe,
what happened before the iron swam?
Kilo sele ki ake koto
ni. May also need to happen too.
O ni lo ko sele si won na.
So you may have any other problem. I like to say to you that problems are grand
preparers
for miracles in the lives of believers. I repeat, problems are grand
preparers
for miracles in the lives of believers. Meaning, if you want to enjoy the miracles of God, don't be surprised if problems come to your life. Many of the miracles we read about in the Bible that we use in our prayers and we really want to enjoy were made possible after the receivers of such miracles had experienced serious problems. It was like the sermon of
Sunday.
Joseph did not get to the throne.
Joseph odori ite
before his brothers hated him.
Koto di pa awon arakunrin re korira.
Before he was thrown into
koto di pa aju sinu odo.
Before he was sold into
koto di pa ata loko eru.
Before his master's wife
koto di pa aya oga re
o dawo. Before he was accused
koto di pa afi e
lied against. Before he was given kangaroo trial
koto di pa adalejo.
Before he was thrown to jail
koto di pa aju sinu tubu ko ku
si. If you are going to enjoy
ti wona ba ma gbadun ise iyanu Olorun,
know in your heart,
mo lokan re,
the problem
be isoro
often prepare the
way o ma mura ona sile
fun
ise iyanu.
What is that saying?
Kini yen wa nso?
When you have a challenge,
to ba ni ipenija,
you have a difficult situation,
o ni awon isoro kan,
have a problem,
o ni wahala,
that's not the time to lose hope.
Akoko lati sori tinu ko yen,
that's not the time to accuse
God. Kisi akoko lati fi esun kan Olorun
neglecting you,
pe o ja okule.
That is not the time to put the blame
lati fi ebi
on anybody.
Fun enikeni,
that's the time to expect
lati reti
the miracle of God
ti Olorun ni.
When they were the Red Sea,
nigbati won wa lokunkupa,
the Red Sea was an obstacle. Instead of the children of Israel to do the right thing,
they
said stoning Moses would bring the solution.
So Moses lokuta pa lodara, wa.
If they have succeeded in killing Moses,
ìbá ti pé wọ́n ti pa Moses lọ́jọ́ yẹn.
Will that give them a passage way?
Ṣé ẹ fún ọ lọ́nà sí ọ̀nà?
Moses was wiser.
Ṣùgbọ́n Moses gbọ́.
He knew.
Ó mọ̀.
Arguing with them.
Bí bá wọn jiyàn.
Proving his innocence.
Fífi àìmọ́ wọn.
Will not solve the problem.
Kò lè yanjú ìṣòro.
He rather looked to God.
Ó gbójú sókè sọ́lọ́run.
And pray.
Ó sì gbàdúrà.
And God showed the way.
Ọlọ́run sì fọ̀nà hàn.
And they see parted.
Wọ́n sì òkú
sí pẹ̀lú. After they see parted.
Bí kò òkú sí
pẹ̀lú. Those who said they were going to kill him.
Àwọn tí wọ́n sọ pé wọ́n máa pa.
They couldn't kill him
again. Wọ́n máa lè pa mọ̀.
Instead of that, they sing.
Wọ́n bá fi ṣe yẹn.
Or rather they sang.
Wọ́n sì ń kọrin.
And dance.
Wọ́n jó.
To the glory of God.
Sí ògo Ọlọ́run.
My point is this.
Ohun tí mo sọ ni pé.
Problems will come.
Ìṣòro yóò wá.
If miracles will come.
Tí iṣẹ́ ìyanu bá máa wá.
Because problems.
Torí pé ìṣòro
do you understand?
Joyi o.
There is no promise in the Bible.
Kò sí ìṣòro ní
ìlérí
nínú ìfẹ́lì níbi kíbi.
That children of God will not experience problems.
Ọmọ Ọlọ́run ò ní ìṣòro rárá.
But in the midst of our problems.
Láàrin gbogbo ìṣòro wa.
We expected to put our trust in God.
Láàrin tí ká fi ìgbàgbọ́
ọmọ
Ọlọ́run ká mọ̀.
That miracles will follow.
Ó máa tẹ̀lé.
The second thing.
Ó ń kejì.
Before the iron swan.
Ó tó di pé irin lúwẹ̀.
They did the right thing.
Wọ́n ṣe ohun tó tọ́.
About their problem.
Nípa ìṣòro wọn.
Learn to do the right thing.
Fọ́ bí o ṣe lè ṣe ohun tó tọ́.
About your problem.
Nípa ìṣòro tirẹ̀.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
What you have to do about your problem.
Ohun tó ń láti ṣe nípa ìṣòro rẹ.
May not be exactly the same.
Ó lè má jẹun kan náà.
With what your friend need to do about his problem.
Ohun tí ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ ní láti ṣe nípa ìṣòro tiẹ̀.
But make sure you know the right thing.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìrìn àjò
and you do it.
O sì ṣe.
For example.
Àpẹẹrẹ.
These people.
Àwọn ènìyàn wọ̀nyí.
They did not run from the problem.
Wọ́n sá fún ìṣòro yìí.
You know it is possible for them to say this place is too tight for us
John.
And then they leave the program.
Kán sì fi ìpàdé sílẹ̀.
They were there as students.
Wọ́n wà níbẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ilé
ìwé. They were there to be trained.
Wọ́n wà níbẹ̀ láti gba ẹ̀kọ́.
They were there to prepare to
serve
God in a greater capacity.
Ní Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú ipa ńlá.
And now that was the problem.
Ìṣòro wà.
Running away will not solve the problem.
Kò ní yanjú ìṣòro.
They rather face the problem well.
Wọ́n kúkú dojú kọ ìṣòro.
And they overcame.
Wọ́n sì borí.
You know what?
Ó mọ nǹkan.
It has been said.
A ti sọ.
That winners don't quit.
Wípé.
Quitters don't win.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn tó ń
sá. Never you turn your back to the devil.
Wọ́n tọ yí ẹ̀yìn sí Èṣù.
He will shoot you.
Yóò yàn ọ́ lọ́pàá.
And you will fall.
O sì máa ṣubú.
Face him.
Kọjú sí i.
Fine.
Bàjà.
And you will overcome.
O sì máa ṣẹ́gun.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Whatever the situation.
Ohun tó kú ipò rẹ jẹ́.
In your personal life.
Nínú ayé rẹ.
In the lives of your loved ones.
Nínú ayé àwọn olólùfẹ́ rẹ.
In the life of the ones under your care.
Nínú ayé àwọn tó wà lábẹ́ ìtọ́jú
rẹ. Don't run away.
Wọ́n mọ̀ sálọ.
We have heard about mother.
A ti gbọ́ nípa àwọn ìyá.
Going to dump their disabled children.
Sálọ pé ọmọ wọn gangan.
Disabled children.
Àwọn ọmọ aláìlera.
Because they fell
sọnù. Nítorí pé.
The problem will be too much for them.
Mo rò pé ìṣòro yẹn máa pọ̀jù.
Some children are not even disabled.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọmọ mìíràn ò tiẹ̀ sá lera.
But because the mother felt that this is not the time for me to give birth to a child.
Àkókò tó yẹ kí n bímọ kọ́ lélẹ́yìn.
They throw away the child.
Wọ́n ju ọmọ náà nù.
And that child will become something.
Ọmọ yẹn á sì di ohun kan.
Tomorrow.
Lẹ́yìn ọ̀la.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in case the child dies.
Àfi tọ́mọ yẹn bá ti ẹ̀
killing an innocent child.
Ti pípa aláìmọ̀ kan ọmọ
yìí.
Yóò wà lórí irú ẹ̀wù bẹ́ẹ̀.
Face the situation.
Dojúkọ ìṣòro yẹn.
Face the challenge.
Dojúkọ ìpèníjà.
We will overcome.
O máa ṣẹ́gun.
We have heard about teenagers.
A ti gbọ́ nípa àwọn ọ̀dọ́.
Young people.
Àwọn kékèké.
Who fell into the sin of fornication.
Wọ́n bọ́ sínú ẹsẹ̀ àgbèrè.
And the sin produced pregnancy.
Ẹsẹ̀ yìí sì mòyún wá.
The next thing is to start thinking of abortion.
O tó kàn ní báwo máa ṣe ṣe.
In an attempt to abort.
Ní gbígbìyànjú
àti ṣe. A lot of people have killed themselves.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ti pa ara wọn.
A lot of people have brought permanent disability, permanent injury to their bodies. Some have destroyed their reproductive systems. That after they now have normal marriages, children cannot come because of the evils they've done to their bodies in an attempt to get abortion. The point I'm making is that these people did not run from their problems. They did not ignore the problem. They did something. Some. They won't run from the problem. And they will not do anything. They just hold their hands. Whatever will happen, let it happen. That is not the instruction of the word of God. And that is not faith. The Bible says, call upon me. And I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that thou have not known. The Bible says it that asketh, receive it. You can't ignore your problem and expect miracle to occur. You will have to know the right thing and do the right thing. The miracles will follow.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that some problems require more than prayer? Some problems actually require going beyond prayer.
Only look, koja adura.
Requiring seeking counsel. These people, they did not only pray. We are not told whether they prayed or not.
But
possibly they have prayed before they went to the man of God. Sometimes when you are praying, the Spirit of God will instruct you as to what to do. If you are not listening to Him and you only close your eyes to pray and pray and pray, you will discover that the miracle you are looking for refuses to come. Because you need money. God is not going to throw money from the sky. Amen. Many times God will tell you what to do. So they went to the servant of God. Some situation requires seeking counsel. The Bible says you wage your war with many counsel. Say a multitude of counselors, there is safety. So they did not problem. They took a step of faith. They did not accuse anybody. Some people, when they have problems, instead of them to see the help they need, instead of them to pray, they put the blame on their mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law. Some put it on their wives. Some put it on their uncles. Some people put it on their children, their own children. Some put it on their own parents. These people did not do that. They didn't accuse anybody. They did not seek for help in the wrong way. Some people, because they lack money, the next thing is to start gambling. With gambling, solve the problem. Gambling will compound their situation. Some, because they have difficulties, they will now go into real sin. Some children, they want to make good grade in school. They now become a prostitute, going to fornicate with lecturers. If the lecturer will increase your mark on his subject, will you be able to do that on all other lectures? What about your overall certificate? Apart from that, let us assume the lecturer is able to influence the result. Will you influence your performance at the time of interview, or when you are
eventually?
No. They didn't do the wrong thing. They did the right thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So they didn't go to look for help from a wrong source, in a wrong way, from a wrong person. They told their pastor about it. You must not be a sheep without a shepherd.
Hallelujah.
You must not be a sheep without a shepherd. There is the place of the shepherd in the life of every believer. We have Jesus. He is a shepherd. But he also has under shepherds that are in charge of his children in various places, in various locations. When you inform your pastor about what is happening to you, your pastor will be able to counsel you. Your pastor will be able to join you in prayer. Your pastor may even suggest to others to pray to you, to pray for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You didn't shout it well.
Hallelujah.
Our sister returned from the US yesterday. You remember on Sunday we prayed for her. We pray that she will come in peace. Is that right? Now she has been in US for some months now. But when it's time for her to return, she called and said, I'll be returning on the he told me the day he will start the journey. The day she will start the journey, I said, tell me, is there going to be a supper for her?
He
said, yes. I said, where? She said, London. What time? Then we can support her with prayer. I know many children of God were praying for her. If she did not inform her pastor, her pastor may not be able to pray for her. How do you say this?
The message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Pattern Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Pattern Church headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijaye, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide, or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
I learned of one Baba. They said, is an herbalist.
Babalawo.
Babalawo. Onishegun better.
Onishegun
is better than Babalawo.
Onishegun.
Herbalist.
Onishegun.
Unfortunately, herbalists also include idol worship. Normally, herbalist shouldn't be a bad thing. Herb, the one who knows how to handle herb. So the Baba knows how to give you this and give you that traditional medicine. They say whenever the Baba gives you, no, it's not medicine. I'm sorry. Whenever he counsel you, I was about to make a mistake. They said the Baba will say, God will not allow you to take to this counsel.
He
said the Baba must be a bad person. I'm not sure. He said, if you take to the council, you will not know the value of the council. But if you don't take to it, and you have the consequence, when next I counsel you, you will take to it. It has been said, one does not appreciate what he has,
what
he has lost. So I don't want to say you won't appreciate the value of prayer. I don't want to say so. But this little prayer we say, actually working for us. On the fourth, we were crying here to God, praying for all our brethren, Nigeria, outside Nigeria. I remember we were praying for our children. Is that true? After the prayer, I went upstairs. My wife ran inside and said, they said, kidnappers enter the school of one of our children. Some of our children, not one child. The family is having more than one child in that school. And they have taken away the children. No, the way I was so, like they have taken all the children away. I said, how come that they can take so many children from a school? How did they do it? At last, we were able to talk with the parents. But do you know the first thing that came to my heart? As my wife told me, we have prayed for our children. Say it.
So then,
that's what came to my heart. And I had peace in my heart. My wife is one of the best persons to know what I'm about to say. Sometimes, serious problem abroad. Hey, it will kill you. It has killed you. She will notice that I'm not moved. No, she may say, that's his usual attitude. Nothing moves him. But I had peace in my heart. What did that suggest to me? I don't know whether our children were taken away or not, but I knew one thing. God is in control. They said the mother was already mad. The mother of the children. But at last, I spoke with the mother, and I discovered even if she was mad before, at the time she was talking to me, she wasn't mad. You know why? She has been able to communicate with her child, and her child was saved. Prayer working for us. Is prayer working for us? Everybody!
Amen.
Pray! Gbadura sohun to ba soro baba yo bebe yogba
baba yo bebe
yogba
baba yo bebe
gbadura sohun to ba soro baba yo bebe. Pray about every difficult situation. Pray about every problem. God will answer. What am I saying? These people told their pastor. Some people, in an effort to hide the goodness of God, what they need to inform their pastor, they will not tell him. When I'm not saying once you don't tell your pastor, you have trouble. I'm only saying that telling your pastor will be of benefit. Because when you tell your pastor, your pastor will counsel you. Your pastor will pray for you. Your pastor may even tell others to pray for you. Now, they agree to play their part. It's very common for me when people
tell me about situations. Some they will just say, sir, I want you to pray about this. It's very common for me to say, come, let me hear more. Give me the full details. Then, not this way. Take it this way. Don't go that way. Take it this way. I've had reasons to tell people in the past, prayer will not work this way. It's the only way prayer will work. If I did not know about it, how can I counsel? So these people, they listen to their pastor after talking to their pastor. Amen. And they agreed to play their part. I'm not saying the pastor will say, bring money so that we use it to pray for you. We don't collect a word. Nevertheless, the pastor may have a word of God to tell you about your situation. But do you know what? They agreed to play their part. They now went to River Jordan and they began to walk. And suddenly, another problem. Because people say, problem is a gap in there for miracle. Instead of miracle to follow this problem, another problem followed. Don't worry. The one who took care of problem number one, we take care of problem number two, we take care of problem number three, we take care of problem number seven, if need be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have been praying for pregnancy.
For you.
Come. At last there is pregnancy. Then you get to the hospital. And doctor said, woman, you are diabetic. No, I actually have one case like that. Pregnancy we have been praying for. We did not pray for diabetes. How come that pregnancy comes with diabetes? Those of you looking for pregnancy, it often happens like that. And doctor say use this drug. She used the drug. The glucose level keep on rising. Doctor said, you have to be injecting yourself every day. Another problem. At last, the baby was delivered.
Happy mom.
Guess what happened to diabetes? Gone forever. My God is great. So problems may come. While you are looking for solution, another problem may come. The same God you trust for the original problem, keep on trusting. He will not disappoint. He can do all things. I said he can do all things. So when another problem surfaced, these people, they did what they did before. They cried again. Hey, alas! Alas, my master! It is borrowed. When you are seeking help of God, don't hide the truth. Don't do what? Don't hide the truth. Some people is because of pride, so that people will not know. What are you hiding? Say the truth. This axe is not our own. We borrowed it. And the servant of God said, you have another role to play. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, after they shouted, cried to the servant of God for solution, let me read it to you. We are still in the same 2 Kings chapter 6. In verse, we are now in verse 5. But as one was falling, a beam, the ass head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he shew him the place. And he cut down his cheek and cast it in Isaac. And the iron did so. Hey! Who could have expected sick? Ordinary stick. Let me show you what will happen. Yes. If you throw a stick into the water, it will float. If you cut a big log of wood, what do you call it?
Timber.
And put it in the water, it will not sink. It will float. If you go to Agbabu, in Ondo State, if you go to the Arifa side, you see a lot of wood, a lot of timber of wood inside water. In most cases, they will join two together. I don't know if they join more than two sometimes. And tie it to the back of a boat. Be towed from Agbagu to Okobaba in Ebutemeta and some other places. Yes, it will float. So if you throw a small stick, it will float. But if you use axe head to hook a small stick and you throw the two into the water, what will happen? Both will sink. Because axe head is heavier. But in this case, the light stick, the miracle number one, the axe jump up from under the water, came up and stick to the wood to the extent that somebody was able to pick it. It was a miracle, a big miracle. God is great. You know what that means? Nothing is difficult for him. I said nothing is difficult for him. I remember that our song. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. Oh great mighty King, mighty Counselor, mighty indeed. Nothing, 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 absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for you. I heard that song for the first time. I think that should be 88 or 89. We were at a first choir. Akin with me for PFN Lagos State meeting. There is a pastor called Reverend. I think it should be Reverend Okudua. Maybe later Bishop Okudua. I don't know who composed the song, but it was the one that sang it that day. Just once I heard it. Since then, I've not forgotten the song. It is based on the book of Jeremiah. Ah, Lord God, thou art made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou art made the heavens and the earth by thy house rest. Ah, sing it. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. Oh great mighty King, mighty Counselor, mighty indeed. Nothing, 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 absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing, 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 absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for you. Let's stand up to pray. Oh Lord, my iron will swim because nothing is difficult for you. My part to play, give me the grace to know and always to play. Don't forget the topic. Before the iron swung, the people did what they're supposed to do. Give me the grace to do what I'm supposed to do so that my iron will swim. The iron may stand for a job, a child, a house, a mobility, health for the body. Anything you need is represented in that iron. It will come to the surface. It will get to you by the grace of God after you have played your part. Give me the grace to know my part and give me the grace to play. Nothing is difficult for you. You can do all things. Help me, my Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Father, we are grateful to you for this fellowship. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for ministering to us. Glory be to your name in Jesus' name. As we go out today, cause your presence to go with us. Cause your favor to lead the way. Cause your goodness to be our portion. Don't allow defeat, discouragement, disappointment in our way today. But cause your goodness to come to us. Lead us to where our blessings are. We love you forever. All the offerings we bring, the tithe
might will bring, the vows will bring, the expansion money will bring, receive, bless, and use for the progress of your work. We thank you because you will bring all our pastors that will be coming from their various locations to Lagos today and tomorrow. Grant them safe journey. Bring them to Lagos in peace, safely. And may their program in Lagos to be a success. Thank you because you will do it for us. Every one of our people that will be traveling up and down today, wherever they go, cause your presence to go with them. In Jesus' name, I pray.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Hadegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.